This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump announced Saturday that his scandal-plagued Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke will leave his administration at the end of the year. We get details from AP's Ben Thomas.
The man who brought Christmas back to America.
President Trump announced on Twitter that Ryan Zinke will leave his post at the end of the year.
Ryan, I want to thank you for doing such a beautiful job.
And as he did at last month's national Christmas tree lighting, Trump praised Zinke, saying he'd accomplished much as Secretary of the Interior. Zinke's played a lead role in Trump's efforts to roll back environmental regulations and promote domestic energy development, something the Center for Biological Diversity calls a slash-and-burn approach that's been absolutely destructive for public lands and wildlife, and one that's not likely to end with Zinke's departure. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A federal judge in Texas has ruled the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare, is invalid, but supporters have promised to appeal while President Trump is seizing the moment to call for a health care overhaul. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Obamacare remains in effect while appeals are happening, but President Trump, who campaigned on repeal and replace, tweeted Congress should pass a new health care act.
It's a huge loss for the American people. So if President Trump sees this as a victory, that's very unfortunate.
Law professor and healthcare expert Timothy Joe says because the Affordable Care Act covers so many aspects of health insurance for those getting it themselves or from their employers, this ruling affects almost every American.
The protections of the Affordable Care Act extend to every form of insurance coverage.
Jost predicts it will go to the Supreme Court, which will uphold Obamacare. I'm Julie Walker.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Yellow vest protesters were out in force for a fifth weekend of marches in France Saturday, taking to the streets en masse. As Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports, the marches happened despite President Emmanuel Macron's backtrack over his contested economic policies.
Police battled another wave of discontent with tear gas and water cannon as scuffles broke out in Paris. Government cuts, tax hikes, and the cost of living continue to ignite tensions across the country, and topless activists from feminist group Femen also joined the protests, facing off with security forces just steps away from the Élysée Palace. But authorities have noticed a drastic drop in turnout, with around 33,500 protesters counted in France so far, compared to 77,000 around the same time last week. Government officials and opposition politicians called for protesters to stay off the streets this weekend after four people were killed in a gun attack at a Christmas market in Strasbourg earlier this week.
Lauren Anthony of Reuters. The World Food Program says reopening the Yemeni port of Hodeidah is crucial in efforts to stave off famine in the country. As Lisa Schlein reports, a recent ceasefire agreement for the port is in doubt, and that puts millions of Yemenis at risk of starvation.
WFP spokesman Hervé Ferhousel says the free flow of commercial food supplies into Yemen should prevent further increases in food prices, which have skyrocketed, making food unaffordable for millions.
And we hope that when the port will again work at normal capacity, more food will come on the private market, and potentially the price of the food for those millions of people who buy it will not go up anymore.
Ferhousel says WFP is scaling up its operations to reach 10 million of the most vulnerable people in Yemen this month, with plans to reach up to 12 million in the new year. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. military command in Africa says it has killed eight members of the Al-Shabaab extremist group with an airstrike south of Somalia's capital. The U.S. Africa Command statement says the airstrike occurred Saturday near Gandarche, a coastal community. It says no civilians were involved. The U.S. military has carried out at least 40 airstrikes this year against the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab, Africa's most active Islamic extremist group. China, Pakistan, and Afghanistan signed a trilateral understanding Saturday to enhance counterterrorism and security cooperation, and they collectively reiterated their call for the Taliban insurgency to join Afghan peace talks. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.